Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Very excited today to welcome Leonard Wannenberg, PA, to the Well One Connection podcast. Leonard, you're joining us here at the HRMC Physicians Clinic and at HRMC in a capacity that we have not had here before. So that's also exciting. So you're going to be joining us to provide orthopedic care and some family medicine care as well. And just tell us about you a little bit, if you want to give us the rundown of who you are.
Well, my name's Leonard Wannenberg. I'm a physician assistant, and I've been practicing as a PA for the last 12 and a half years in the Huron community. And I've grown quite fond of working in family medicine, but I've always had an interest in exploring orthopedic medicine, orthopedics in general, and then gaining some more exposure, more experience in the hospital setting itself. And so I was blessed with an opportunity here to pursue a career that kind of combines both things, orthopedics and family medicine. So it was a perfect opportunity, and I had to take advantage of it. My wife and I, we've been married for, well, going on 13 years now.
And your wife, Amanda, is part of our HRMC team as well.
We have three children. We have a 10-year-old girl, we have an 8-year-old boy, and then we have a 5-year-old boy as well. And very involved in the community. We go to church. We're very active in things like baseball and softball and gymnastics and school events. Coach Little League baseball, help coach my kids in wrestling, help coach them in soccer. I'm also very active in church. I've sat as an elder for 4 years at my church in town. Over the last 2 or 3 years, I've actually helped my dad write and edit his book. And what he wrote about were his travels. After he graduated high school, he went with two other friends and hitchhiked around the world, traveled down to Denver, then LA, and then flew to Australia. Basically worked his way through Australia, the outback, and hitchhiked around there to Southeast Asia, and then to India, and then Europe, and then back here to the U.S.
Yeah. So what's the book called?
The book is called Wannenberg's Travels. He's actually going to have a book signing here at the State Fair.
There you go. So nice. Cool. That's, so where are you from?
I am a very proud person from South Dakota, and so I have a lot of pride in my state.
Where, what town in South Dakota are you?
I'm originally from Winter, South Dakota.
Winter.
Not
okay.
Loser, South Dakota. Yeah. Tripp County. And when I went to high school, towards the end of high school, I thought I wanted to work in healthcare and be able to get a job in healthcare in any rural town in South Dakota. And at first I thought that was pharmacy, but I had a difficult time getting into pharmacy school. The people that got into pharmacy school were the kids that had pharmacy technician jobs. And I wasn't that lucky guy. I took a job working with my twin brother doing concrete construction. And so we would go to work at 5 a.m. and sometimes not get back home until midnight. And what I liked about construction is at the end of the day, we could say, oh, we built that driveway or we built that sidewalk, and we still use it 20, 25, yeah, 30 years later. And that's really cool, getting to see something that you made still being used many, many years later. And the thing that I really like about orthopedics is, you're dealing with medicine, and it's almost where medicine and construction meet. I have broken 7 bones in my lifetime. And maybe that's one of the reasons why I've had an interest in orthopedics. I remember one of the first bones I broke in a football game. I was in Gregory, South Dakota, of all places, and I got blindsided during one of the plays playing defensive back. And I flew up in the air, and I twisted my leg, and I ended up breaking my femur severely. And I experienced the whole 9 yards. I went off the field in a stretcher onto an ambulance, and then I had to go to the emergency room, and then I had to be hauled, I think, about 2 hours away to Pier, and then I had emergency surgery to fix my leg.
And how old were you?
I was a sophomore in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. And looking back, I was very active in wrestling, and my dad was a teacher. And so a lot of my interest was in teaching, coaching, wrestling. So maybe my life would have taken a different path towards that. But it stayed with, you know, I want to help people because I've been through something bad myself, and I want to carry that on. And when I got into PA school, I was fortunate enough actually to do some training with the surgeon that took care of me when I had my bad broken leg my surgery in Pierre. His name's Dr. Stout, and he's actually a Huron native. So really nice guy, really great guy to learn from. And so I was fortunate to get to know him a little bit more.
Kind of a full circle situation there that sometimes you don't see that happen.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, honestly, the Lord had a plan. And you don't see the plan sometimes at the time that things happen, but he definitely had a plan for me.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be providing orthopedic care. Mm-hmm. What does that entail?
Yeah, so when I worked with Horizon doing family medicine, I would, you know, see a person that would come into me with knee pain, for instance, a 50 or 60 year old male with knee pain, and we would work up their knee pain and give them medicine, and sometimes it would work, sometimes it wouldn't. We would do x-rays, we'd order physical therapy, we'd work closely with different orthopedics, and sometimes I would refer them over to Dr. Kevin Hofer or Dr. Anderson, and the patient would get the care that they need. So coming over here, what I envision is getting to see more and getting to do some of the things that I really like doing and having a passion for. I like doing things like doing exams of knees and shoulders and ordering x-rays and looking at x-rays and MRIs. But the other thing that I really look forward to is helping Dr. Hofer in the OR, in the operating room. And so I think that'll be really, really cool getting to do that.
Yeah, very cool. I don't know if you've gotten to get your eyes on the Mako robot yet. Something pretty exciting and new for us here in Huron.
Yeah, so when I did my training as a student, it was the fall of 2011, and there were no robots. I think the closest thing to a robot that we had was probably a PA student such as myself. but all kidding aside, I think it's really neat to see what technology offers us in the medical field and will continue to offer us in the medical field, not only with orthopedics, but other things too.
Yeah.
So it's definitely an exciting time.
Yeah, very cool. Well, it'll be really exciting and nice to have you have the ability to kind of be in that OR space and follow that patient back. So
absolutely.
Maybe before you were seeing half of that picture sometimes, mm-hmm. when you were caring with someone, and now you'll maybe get to see that patient through that full experience, from coming in for that evaluation to being post-op. As far as your care philosophy, if you will.
Yeah, my philosophy of care when treating patients is treat everyone like a human being, give everyone the dignity and respect that they need, they deserve, that they're born with. And I'm going to do my best to help out people, everyone. And if I cannot figure out, you know, what the person needs, what that patient needs, how I can best help them, I will find somebody else that can best help them. I'm a lifelong learner. I learn every day, and I'll continue to learn every day until the day I die. And, you know, of all places, growing up in winter, we would come to Huron for the state fair growing
sure.
up. And we would come for wrestling tournaments and duels and triangulars. And I said to myself growing up, oh, I'm never going to live in Huron. But here we are 13 years later with three kids. And boy, the community has been absolutely wonderful to us over the last 12 or 13 years and really welcomed us. And so I couldn't ask for a better community for my family to grow up in.
That's great. So how did you end up in Huron? Was it the job? Is that what brought you here, Amanda here?
Yeah, so I was going to school, PA school, when my wife landed a job here in Huron. And at the time when she got a job here, her brother actually lived here as an agronomist. Lance Keel. He worked for Pioneer at the time. Great guy, wonderful guy. And so I was still going to school, and I was trying to do rotations all around the state, places like Pierre and Sioux Falls and Vermilion and Mitchell and Winter and Westington Springs. And, you know, I gained exposure to a lot of different health systems, Avera, Sanford, Private Practice, and Horizon Healthcare, actually. And I did a rotation with them through a program called the REPS program. It was called Rural Experiences for Health Profession Students. And I was actually, I think I was the first year student to do that. And the community of Springs absolutely welcomed me. Horizon was great. The other thing that played into it was that I was a very poor college student. And so at the time, there was not a Horizon clinic in Huron. And that summer before I graduated, towards the end of the summer, a person called me and said, "Hey, we're opening up a clinic, a Horizon clinic in Huron. Do you want the job?" I said, "Absolutely, yes." And then the other nice thing about it was my wife was here, right? Mm-hmm. And then student loan repayment. So they helped me quite a bit out through the National Health Service Corps through Horizon Healthcare.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And that's why we, you know, it's important for us to have those opportunities. And
absolutely.
You know, we see that and do that as well. I think we just had two rep students that completed their rotations a couple weeks ago, and we have two more right now. Mm-hmm. So how cool to see that you're here now, going to be providing very much needed care to our community in the orthopedic realm after many years being here already, and that you were kind of a product of that as well. So it's pretty cool to see that come full
circle. Very neat. I was cleaning out my desk with Horizon, and I keep little things every year, and I found a magazine from, I think, about 12 years ago, and I had way more hair, but it was an article from the time that I spent, you know, in Springs through the REPS program.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
That is so cool. It's really fun to see and to hear those stories about where those students go, because it does make a huge impact on their career. The passion that you have for rural care.
Absolutely.
Is pretty important. Seeing orthopedics in Huron. We've had Dr. Anderson here, and then to have Dr. Hofer come in and provide full-time orthopedics in our community, which isn't something we've had. As a primary care provider in our community for a long time, do you see that need?
There's a huge need for orthopedic care in any town, in any rural town. But Huron, you know, we're a service area of close to 18,000, 20,000 people. And absolutely. And I see a lot of positive progressive change for the better since Dr. Anderson and since Dr. Kevin Holfer have been in town here offering orthopedic care. Just absolutely positive things. And so that was another reason why I kind of pursued orthopedics in town here, is because I could see the positive impact in the last few years that the hospital has made in recruiting orthopedics to town.
Yeah, having those specialists, as many as we can here in our communities, so that our patients and our neighbors and our friends don't have to travel to get that care.
Absolutely.
That they need. So, well, we're so appreciative of you joining us to help expand the access to orthopedics here in Huron. We're very excited mm-hmm. to have you and have you as just a part of the HRMC team, but as a valued member of our community and continuing through that.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.